walk when you put one in big man jump.
You look like a big man yourself, huh? You were always in good health all your life?
Well, not necessarily always. I got high blood pressure and kind of sort of wrecked me in about when I was about 59 years old. But I was pretty strong. I could carry a 200-pound hog, or I could carry one way more than that. But I didn't put one on a horse one day. It weighed 196, and he was wet. Had him tied. But I've handled some pretty big hogs.
Let's see. The hog that you would breed was a...
Well, we'd buy some good blooded hogs and then pick out some of the best looking males to keep, you know. And the New Jersey did mighty good in this country.
What would you do to a hog when you didn't want him to grow up to be a male?
Well, you castrated him.
And then
he made a barrel.
Yeah. And you always rode horses too? You must have had some mighty tough horses to get through around this land.
Well, we had horses all the time, but I never did have too many horses, but had some pretty tough ones. Some of them wasn't worth nothing. But I had horses that I rode for, you know, several years and get an old faithful one and ride that one, you know, and get to where it get too clumsy, have to get another one.
Mr. What was your money crop?
Well, some years we made pretty good out of cotton, and like I say, and quite a few people made good out of cotton, and there was quite a few people that made a lot of money out of the hogs, I can say.
You had to have a lot of labor to raise cotton, didn't you?
Well, yes, but there was a pretty good little bunch of us. Then my daddy usually had some sharecroppers, two or three families.
What?
Yeah, there was. He did use a little black labor down here, but there was no blacks live down here. He did use a few in here. They was, some of them was mighty good people, you know, that he used.
Did you have people that lived way back out in the place by themselves, or?
Well, they just houses up down the road, you know. Now and then there'd be a house off. But they didn't live out in way from the road much, you know. Of course, a lot of people in the winter camped out and trapped and things like that. I have camped out a winter or two and trapped and watched hogs and so on. Go ahead.
Your boy went to school from here?
He went to school at Monterey and then to LSU. He finished, well, he's 42 years old. He finished in 1957, I believe.
Yes. Did you go down there much?
To Baton Rouge, did I?